The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, it's emerged that Dublin City Council has spent over €500,000 last year in cleaning up rubbish. This came after bins were raided by people looking to collect bottles for the deposit return scheme. But how is it affecting the city? Joining us to discuss this is Richard Guiney, the CEO of Dublin Town, and Cork City Councillor and former Lord Mayor and TD Dan Boyle. You're both very welcome to the show. Richard, to you first. How big a problem is this? €500,000 is a lot of money that the council has to spend cleaning up the mess.
Yeah, look, I think it's the law of unintended consequences. You know, certainly not only the public bins, but what we have found as well is that the private bins are being ransacked in back lanes and where they're being stored. So, you know, businesses are having to clean up, and we're working with businesses to clean up after bins have been ransacked. So I do think we need to look at this. You know, I think it's €121 million was not claimed in terms of the receipts over the first 21 months of the scheme. And I think we need to be looking at more secure bins, you know, sort of basically people can't get in at them. And one of the issues as well is that, you know, there are keys. So folks have keys to open the bins and are taking out the rubbish from the public bins and going through it.
Yeah, so I saw a woman at a Lewis stop a couple of months back, and it was a sealed bin, or it looked like what it was, a sealed bin. She opened it up and she just turned the contents of the bin out onto the ground and then picked what she wanted in terms of the bottles and then moved on. I mean, kind of crazy that somebody is able to do that.
Yeah, well, look, I think, like, obviously that we need to look at the security of the bins as well. Like, obviously there's keys floating around. People have the keys. I think they're just general Allen keys, and they're able to get in at the rubbish. And then, as you say, that's not an unusual. I see it outside my own office that kind of stuff where people open the bin, empty it out onto the street and then move on. I mean, I think the deposit scheme is a good idea. Obviously, we want to reduce the amount of plastic waste, but I think there are practical issues that we do need to concentrate on. And, you know, my real thing is, as I said, the €121 million, I think we need to be investing that in more secure bins in our towns and cities.
Okay. Dan Boyle, is it an issue in Cork? It's definitely an issue in Dublin. Is it an issue in Cork as well?
Well, certainly not to the same scale. Good afternoon, Shane. It hasn't been reported to us as a problem of significance. I suppose it has to do with the style of bins, possibly, access to them, maybe even signage, asking people not to deposit recyclable materials in the bins, and maybe looking at the situation at the other end as well, as regards to how people redeem and for what reasons. The plastic bottles and the cans. On the whole, it's been a very successful scheme. We were late adopters to the technology. We had learned some lessons that they had learned in other countries. This kind of practice is predominant in the United States, but not so much in Europe. Where these schemes have been in place, they've been enormously successful since they've been introduced in Ireland with the encouragement at the time of the Green Party junior minister. I think we've seen an enormous increase in the amount of recycling, an enormous reduction of littering in general from plastic bottles and cans. You can get that, excuse me, you can get that information anecdotally from local tiny towns groups, for instance. Irish Business Against Litter surveys have also commented on the fact that there are a lot less plastic bottles and cans being shown as litter in our streets and towns and villages.
Okay, I wanted to pick you up on one thing you said about maybe asking people not to deposit bottles. I do note that a briefing document done up for, I think it was for Dublin City Council, so the council had placed bin surrounds and receptacles to try and encourage people to deposit cans and bottles there. However, they had little impact and were instead being used for general litter disposal, including coffee cups, drink cartons and cigarettes. It sounds like it would be wishful thinking to imagine that the public would put the right implement into the right bin.
Well, it's a problem that we've had traditionally with recycling in the country, even going back into the introduction of the original gas recycling banks around the place. Yes, there are an element of people who see it as a place to deposit general waste. That's a cultural problem, and it's a very small element. The lessons that get learned there are to do with the design of the bins, and again, the signage, the general information that's given to people as to how they should be used. There's a wider issue about the, and many recycling banks have these facilities, the use of closed-circuit television to identify people who are misusing recycling infrastructure for depositing general waste. And obviously all local authorities...
I won't be holding my breath for that one, Dan, to be honest.
The legislation is long promised, and the technology certainly exists, so there's... Whatever the holdup is, it seems to be a political one.
Yeah, okay. And lots of people getting in touch in relation to this. My son works in a pizza place. He constantly has to clean up after people going through the bins. I lived in New York, says another listener, when homeless people went through my recycle bags, even for cans and bottles. They always did it without throwing rubbish all over. Always tied the bags back up. Recycling bags in New York are transparent, which helps. A Tidy Towns volunteer has got in touch to say when they go out litter picking, they tie their bags, leave them for the council to collect. Regularly ripped open by people looking for cans and bottles. And another listener says, where are we supposed to put the plastic bottles? I won't be carrying them around with me. Well, surely it is your, you don't throw them on the street. So, is it not a sad state of affairs in one of the wealthiest countries of the world? We're going through bins for a 15-cent can or bottle, and there's so many. My gripe with the deposit retention scheme, you pay 15 cents in restaurants and the staff keep the cans or bottles, you buy a drink in departures leaving the airport and pay the 15 cent. It makes no sense at all. Maybe that's a different issue altogether. Richard, what's the solution to this? Because look, the deposit return scheme, it isn't going anywhere. It has done a lot of what it said it would do, but there's no doubt, certainly on the streets of Dublin, it is making a mess.
Yeah, no, and actually I was speaking at a conference in Sweden last week, and there were people from the continent who have the same or having exactly the same experiences, and actually even more so, people approaching people drinking out of bottles and asking for the bottles and whatever. So I do think something needs to be done. As I say, I think it's to use the uncollected or the unclaimed money to provide more secure bins. I think that's really what we need to do. And I would tie it into the overall change in the regime for collecting of private waste as well. I think that needs to be done on a more timely basis, and we need to be much more systematic about all of that.
Okay, Dan, how about you? What would you suggest?
Well, I can see access to the unused money being a benefit to the local authorities and helping the infrastructure of waste in general. I think, unfortunately, some of it is a cultural problem. It seems to be a particular problem in Dublin. Thankfully, it doesn't seem to have.
Are we just dirtier in Dublin than you more civilized people in Cork, Dan?
I think it's probably scale. It probably has to do with scale and the opportunity. I think if there's more collected in any one place and there's more opportunity to collect that waste, I think you're inviting maybe some of these problems. And it's a very small number of people. You have to accept that. But you also have to look at the other side of the balance sheet and see whether the infrastructure in place is the right infrastructure. Is it the right investment in resources? Are we chasing after ourselves in terms of unnecessary cleanups, in terms of overtime, when we could be putting that manpower and resources in more effective ways to get a better recycling result?
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there. Dan Boyle, Cork City Councillor for the Green Party. Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town. Thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Shoulder. Make it that you can't use the deposit money to purchase alcohol, and then the people won't want the bottles and won't go rooting in bins. I don't know how you do that, because you give cash, you can get cash for them. So in Germany in the 80s, there were street fights and gang fights over the right to patrol an area for bottles and cans to be returned. Madness. Well, we haven't got to that point yet. Tourists don't know about the return scheme and throw away bottles into the bins, leaving pickers to trawl the public bins. Another listener says, 3 times in one day, people come up my driveway, empty the bins right outside my kitchen window, scared the life out of me, and left a mess. That is a very untenable situation, a very unpleasant situation for you, I'm sure. Keep your text coming in.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.